Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Lisa is looking for a second date update with a guy named Dwight. Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
So we got your email.
Yeah.
We read through it. Why don't you tell our listeners about Dwight and how it all started?
Okay. So first of all, we met online, of course, because that's the only way to meet people last few months. I'm talking to a few different guys, but I definitely liked him by far the most. We were talking several times a day on the phone and, you know, texting throughout the day. We were even spending some time on FaceTime. So by the time we actually met in real life, I did feel like I knew him pretty well already. You know, like I felt like we were already sort of in a relationship that was at least going to continue beyond a first date, if not further.
Wow.
So the fact that he's just kind of completely disappeared on me, I'm just like really confused.
So when you guys finally did get together, what'd you do?
Well, we went on like one big date, like a whole all day Saturday date.
That sounds like fun.
It was great. We went golfing. We both kind of play, like we know how, like we both have clubs and stuff. We're just not, you know, constantly playing. So neither of us are terribly good, but you know, it's like going bowling, but a little longer. You know, we play okay, but we're not very consistent. You know, it's a game that you have to play a lot to get really good at.
Right.
Yeah, just like bowling, you're there for the beer.
Yeah, you know, it's like for being outside and like enjoying nature a little. And,
yeah.
So, you know, it took like 4 hours total, and then we had a meal, and we had some drinks, and literally all day we were holding hands, or he had his arm around me, or we were, you know, making out a little. You know, there was no social distancing happening, like, at all.
Okay.
And honestly, I thought that he would probably come back to my place that night, but that didn't happen. He gave me some line about holding off, because if we wait, it'll be so much better. And that, I mean, felt like a just another sign that, you know, we'd be seeing each other again. And now I'm wondering if that was just, like, total BS. So he dropped me off at my place around 9, and he didn't come in. But he did give me, like, a really great kiss in the car.
Yeah.
So unless he's, like, somewhere in a ditch or in the hospital on a ventilator or something, I just, I really don't have any clue what happened.
So zero communication since then, huh?
None. Yeah, it's bizarre.
About how long ago was that?
This was last Saturday.
Sorry.
Jeff's a little sleepy.
Oh. He thought he was watching golf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He hears the word golf and he yawns.
Your date is riveting. I'm sorry.
So, I mean, you guys spent the whole day together. I'm sure you had lots to talk about. Like, did you scratch beneath the surface and get a little deeper on some, you know, more personal stuff? Or was it just...
Very, very much. Yeah, no, it was not, like, there was not a single, like, dead moment of awkward silence. Like, we got on great all day. We were laughing. We were, you know, talking about real stuff, you know? Like, it was... I can't imagine a date going better. So, it's just really weird.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll call Dwight, and let's just hear him out. See what he really thinks of Lisa.
We'll do the back nine when we get back.
There you go. That's coming up next. Jeff and Jen's second date update here is Cincinnati's Q102. All right, well, Lisa met Dwight online, and they did a lot of talking back and forth before they finally got together. A lot of FaceTiming, as a lot of people did during the shutdown. You get to know someone pretty well, and it got to the point where it almost felt like they were kind of in a relationship before they even met for the first time. And when they did meet for the first time, it was an all-day date. They went all out, you know, played golf, had a meal together. There was no social distancing going on here, my friends. They were within
They were all over each other.
They were indeed. Right. And then when it looked like he was going to go back to her place, he kind of put the brakes on it. It wasn't a rejection so much as it was like, let's hold off. You know, I just think there could be something special here. I don't want to put words in the guy's mouth, but to paraphrase, he left you with the impression that it would be so much better if you two waited on the physical, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So a nice warm embrace, a hug, and then That was the last time she had ever seen or heard from him again. Weird, weird, weird. Mm-hmm. Anything else we need to know before we make the call, Lisa?
I don't think so.
Because, I mean, what did he say when he exited the car? Talk to you later. See you later. I'll call you later. Can't wait to see you.
Yeah, it was one of those, like, you know, can't wait to see you again. And, you know, I'm so glad we finally met. And, you know, so I don't know.
Okay. All right, let's call Dwight. Hi, is this Dwight?
Who's this?
It's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you doing this morning?
Jeff and Jen?
Yes, sir. We're all here. How are you doing? Everything going okay? We're a little worried about you, bud.
Everything's fine, except for right now. No.
My life was good until you called.
Until this very moment.
I'm so sorry. Do you know who we're calling about?
Yeah.
Was this an intentional avoidance, Dwight?
Yeah.
Why?
I didn't know how to tell Lisa.
Tell her what?
She was a little too sweaty for me.
A little too what? Sweaty?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I thought he said slutty.
Ugh.
No, sweaty.
Sweaty.
We went out golfing on our date, and that was awesome. And, you know, a golf game takes a long time. But she's one of those people who really pits out her clothing. She really, really sweat stains up.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, it felt like we were playing basketball instead of playing golf, because she had those big underarm stains. Like,
bologna rings?
I've only seen. Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
So we called them growing up.
Yeah. I've only seen them this size at pickup games.
I mean, it was really humid. We've had some humid days.
True.
Oh, yeah. Like that one really? That Jeff said felt like Florida, where you walk outside and it was like instant sweat.
Mm-hmm. But I guess what's disappointing about this, Dwight, is you left her with the impression that you were really into her, man. I mean, there didn't seem to, based on what she said, there was no social distancing going on, and she was feeling a physical connection to you, and when you put the brakes on it, you left her with the impression that you would eventually reunite.
It was a great day. Apart from that, it was just a little too, at the time, it was a little too repulsive. She had a great personality. She's great to talk to, and she's good looking too, but just a little too humid.
What is it about the armpit, the bologna rings? Is that what you call them? I mean, it's one thing if you have like massive sweat pouring out of your forehead and dripping down your face. For whatever reason, that isn't as, I don't even know what the word would be. I wouldn't say.
Well, he said repulsive.
But
it's not as bad. Not as bad.
There's just something there, but there's something about sweaty armpit rings. I don't know. I don't
like.
Know.
Maybe do you think people think it happens that you stink though, or something?
Right? I don't know. Was there an odor as well, or it was just the visual?
No, I didn't stink. Just perspiring a lot, and I did too, but not as much as Lisa did.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, the perspiring wouldn't bother me so much. I mean, if there was odor, now that might be a thing. But let's. Talk to Lisa.
Yeah,
Let's bring Lisa into the
conversation. Are you a big sweater girl?
I am, and it's so weird because, like, during the shutdown, I haven't been able to take care of it the way I usually do, because normally I get it taken care of by using Botox, which I don't know if you know.
Oh, yeah.
That under control.
Oh.
And I haven't been able to do that during the COVID shutdown, and, like, honestly, because it's something I've done so regularly for so long, I kind of forget that I haven't been keeping it up, and I did not think about it, and it wasn't supposed to be warm that day, so I wasn't really worried about it, and I guess I should have been.
I love how cool and calm you're being right now, the way you're reacting to this.
I mean, I was already embarrassed about it, and I guess I didn't think that it would be the kind of thing that he would mind, or would, you know,
That's always a tough spot because it's like, okay, I know this is happening and I kind of feel like I need to make an excuse for it or apologize for it. But
or
then
at least
again,
just alert the person that I'm aware.
Yeah. But then again, if he's not focusing on it, then why should I be focusing on it? Let's not make it a bigger thing than it already is.
Exactly. Yeah. Like he didn't seem, I mean, he was still very into me physically. So I guess like I didn't realize it was bothering him. I tried to roll up my sleeves so it wasn't as obvious, but I guess that didn't help. So I guess I just sort of showed something.
If there was body odor, that would have impacted me. That would have been hard for me to get past. But if,
just excessive sweater. That doesn't faze you a bit.
Nah.
Well, I mean, and what's really funny is that like since our date, the office I go to is open again. So I've actually had
you've been treated
treatment since then.
Right.
So you're no longer sweaty.
Well, not as bad, yeah.
Anymore. I mean, it was obviously something that you were self-conscious about if you're getting treatment for it. So
absolutely.
I guess you could. Yeah, kind of understand. I mean, if you don't like it, then you could understand why somebody else might.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I just didn't get that message from him that day, so.
I don't know. Can you guys go out again, though? Or is the damage done? I don't really know how I feel about this.
I'm really sorry. I got to apologize. I didn't realize that this was the kind of thing that you've already been seeking treatment for. And I'm sorry. And I feel like I've treated you really rude.
I love it when someone admits they behaved badly.
That's nice. You know, I appreciate
that. Well,
you
can ask for.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It has not always been an easy thing to deal with. And it's, you know, taken me a long time to even, like, be able to kind of talk about it with people. And, you know, I thought you were the kind of person that I, you know, was already really comfortable with. So I didn't think I needed to say anything. And I'm sorry it made you uncomfortable. And I'm sorry I didn't say anything that day.
I'm sorry I didn't say anything, too. I should have spoke up while we were together instead of having to drag us on the radio together.
I wonder how he would have brought it up, though. Damn, girl. Yeah.
That's quite a bologna stain you have there.
Honey, you don't just perspire. You sweat.
And then she could have been like, well, it's just you. I'm just feeling so
you
hot
make me
right
hot.
Look at how hot you make me.
I mean, hello.
I'm just so glad, you know, because that is something to be really self-conscious about in hot weather. I'm so glad that there's something out there that you can do to make it better.
Oh, yeah. And if you're out there right now and you're like, oh, my God, I didn't know, like, go. You can get help. It's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what do you want to do, guys? Dwight, would you be open to going out with Lisa again? And Lisa, are you still open to seeing Dwight again?
I would, Lisa, if you'd be willing to overlook me having treated you so badly that first time.
I think I am. I think I would be open to seeing him again. Yeah.
Yay!
I love that.
I like it because it doesn't happen very often. So I'm so happy that everybody's moving forward, learning and growing from this experience.
Good. And it's on us, you guys. So
since
Lisa made the call, we're going to set this up with her, Dwight. So you'll be hearing from her soon. Just give her the courtesy of response when you do hear from her.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, buddy.
All right, awesome.
Thank you, Dwight. And Lisa, you hang on. And thank you both for coming on Second Date Update.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. If you need our help with the Second Date Update, just send us an email, jeffandjen@wkrq.com.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.